saw this Woodward's decision, the London Drugs decision on the old Woodward store, is kind of discouraging, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and of course, there's the Nanaimo story this morning as well, right? And I've been talking about this, and we're going to talk about it later in the show today as well, but I'd love to get your take, because they're kind of related in that it's the problem. It's like symptomatic of a bigger problem, right?
Yeah, it is symptomatic of a bigger problem. You know, I go back to when Global first reported that London Drugs was considering shutting it down. And London Drugs said, no, we're going to give it another chance. We're not, you know, and the province said, no, you know, this isn't necessarily going to happen. Well, now it has happened. And I'm going back to Premier David Eby when he became premier. One of the first things he announced was that he was going to take ownership of the downtown east side. And you will remember that he appointed a special czar to deal with the downtown east side, forgot to tell British Columbians that he was doing it. There was a scandal over that. He let that guy go. He then brought in former Vancouver mayor to have another go at the czar job, although Larry Campbell said, don't call me a czar. We're still waiting to find out what that exercise recommended. But, you know, the premier is now in his fourth year as premier, and I would say the ownership project is not going very well on the political front. We have not really dealt with the problem of disorder, shoplifting, theft, street disorder, even drugs, all related. You know, I kind of go like, well, in the past, we used to deal with shoplifting by locking up the shoplifters.
Right.
Call me old-fashioned, Scott, but everything else they've done doesn't seem to be working. They keep telling us it's the same people again and again and again, now working in organized gangs that are stealing. So maybe we need to go directly at the problem and try to lock up the perpetrators and the people they're fencing the material to, and the people that are selling the resell stuff online.
Yeah, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I think a lot of people do as well, that it's like, at what point does it become enough is enough? I mean, we feel like we're saying the same story every 6 months about how, you know, yeah, it's the same people doing the same crimes, and, you know, they had this woman in the Nanaimo store. They've got her face. Is she like walked, they called the cops, everything. They see her evidence of her putting stuff in her purse, and nothing comes of it, you know? Yeah. And it's like, well, if there's no consequences for this stuff, and again, Vaughn, I've mentioned this before, but this is how I feel about it, is like, I get that these issues are complicated and budget and all of those type of things. But again, I hate that we have to come up with the solutions, right? Our job is to like do what we're doing, and everyone has their jobs. And then we elect somebody who says, I'll fix this. And where's the accountability when they don't fix it?
Yeah. Now, you know, they will give you a list of things they have tried. And one of the things that they did recently was try to persuade the federal government to toughen the laws on vandalism and shoplifting and property damage. And Ottawa brought in a bill and they're going to do something. But, you know, the problem, as you and I know, it'll be whether the courts take that seriously or have a different agenda. They will talk about increased policing. Yes, I guess so. But if the numbers of people that are perpetrating this are as small as they suggest, we're talking about people who make a living doing it and are regulars and do it because they know they'll get away with it, you do wonder if more consistent enforcement and tougher enforcement wouldn't shut it down over time. And again, as I said, that seems to be what worked in the past, and everything else we've tried to do hasn't done it. So maybe that they should try an experiment in that now that we come to the end of the ill-fated three-year experiment in decriminalization of drugs.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm not advocating for like violence by any means. That's not what I'm saying here. But I feel like security guards and to an extent police and like business owners and all these people, we're just made to be complacent about this type of stuff. Like, you know, you mentioned how years ago we would lock up the people doing the crimes. And I feel like people would stand up against this type of behavior. Like we'd see someone shoplifting and we'd say like, hey, this guy's shoplifting. Whereas now it feels like the narrative is just like, don't get involved. Just let it happen.
Because the guy may have a knife. Let's be real.
But like, shouldn't that guy be arrested then?
Yeah. You know, I mean, Eleanor Sterko uncovered this last year. Look what happened with these security officers they put in the hospital. Now, these people are there to make the ERs safer and the entrance grounds of the hospital safer. And Sterko gets up and interviews the Solicitor General of the province on this. And she, because she's an ex-cop herself, she knows the problem, right? So what are these security guards actually supposed to do when somebody pulls a machete, which has actually happened in hospitals, as we know, or attack a nurse? And the answer is, they're supposed to call the police.
Right.
They're supposed to retreat and call the police. And, you know, we expect nurses to deal with this in the front line. We expect doctors to deal with it and the admissions clerks. But the actual security officers we've hired are really not authorized to do what the cops can do. And so they call the cops. So, you know, I'm not faulting those people. I'm just saying that I suspect the store security officers are in the same position. They've probably been told, like, you know, okay, but don't go too far. And that's why you get the spectacle that you're reporting on other than I'm on today, which is everything is locked up, right? And when you see the kind of stuff that's getting locked up, I was in an American city this recently and wandered into a London drugs equivalent, and I was amazed at what was locked up there. But downtown, and they have the same problem, and their prosecutors and judges aren't really interested in locking up the people that are doing this, and word has gotten around you can get away with it. So they are now the victims of regular organized theft by gangs, right? Someone distracts the security staff and someone else grabs stuff and out they go.
Yeah. And I think you're like, the points that you're making are absolutely correct, right? It's just the security guards can't do anything. So they call the police. Yeah. And again, I love that you're making this point of what we used to do before it feels like this got out of control, or maybe it always was out of control, but we used to enforce the rules, you know, and somewhere along the line, it got to this point where like we punish the people who are doing the right thing. It's like interfering with someone who's like committing a crime, or at least even just pointing it out, right? This person's doing the shoplifting. Now we're told, like, don't get involved at all. Like, don't get involved at all because you don't want to get caught up in this for all these different reasons and stuff. Like, somehow we've made getting involved the problem when I think that's like, it takes everybody to fix this thing, I guess. I don't know.
We've talked earlier this week about decriminalization, and the deadline is approaching for the expiry of our 3-year experiment with decriminalization of drugs, which the Premier's already announced was a complete failure. So what's going to happen on January 31st? And the Premier says, well, I hope to tell you soon. I'm talking to the federal government. Okay, well, I doubt he's going to tell us in the next few days because he's on his way to India on a trade mission. So we're waiting to find out what's next, but the problem, the first rank of problem is that, as the Premier said, word got around that it was okay to take drugs anywhere. Well, that was the policy, that it was okay to possess small amounts of drugs and to take them openly, and they've tried to crack down on that. But, you know, word got around that it was okay to take drugs anywhere, and it's been difficult and a challenge to persuade some people, chronic drug users, that the policy has changed and they're not allowed to do that anymore. And again, the police are incredibly frustrated. So we created this problem through leniency, and I would argue through misunderstanding human nature. But in any event, going back is not going to be easy, even if you do change the laws and have to staff up the police forces to deal with it.